The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Very sportsy and politically. A little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Not much, but mostly sports and mostly whining about refs. So what we are going to do here, and this is spoiler alert. We're going to talk about Avengers Endgame with spoilers. So if you haven't seen it yet and you don't want the movie spoiled for you, please come back at 5:15. And if we're still talking about it then, we'll tell you, hey, come back at 5:30. But I think we're waiting too long if we don't get to this right now, basically. So okay. Hopefully you've all seen it. For those of you who have seen it, well, basically, the people who should hang around, you've either seen it or you just don't give a rat's ass, so it don't matter. Doesn't matter, excuse me. And we'll just make fun of it that way. There'll be a joke or two there. All right. Really interested to hear your thoughts on the movie.
I thought it was really good. I thought they did a good job of not having a bunch of dead stuff in it, like not a lot of time wasting. I mean, because you've had, how many, 31 movies or whatever it is?
21.
21 movies to set up this ending. Which, maybe take a hint, Game of Thrones. You had six seasons to set up this last season.
Yeah.
Then you had, let's use our first two episodes to set it up even more.
And then cram it all into one.
Yeah. But I thought they did a really good job with making the movie about the four guys that the movie was originally about. And weaving in those other characters. Because
and passing the torch a little bit at the end.
Yeah, passing, I mean, for a lot at the end.
Yeah.
But it was funny. It's like most of these Marvel movies. They had some funny moments. They had some moments that'll get you emotional if you're caught off guard. I almost cried.
I'm not going to lie. If you don't tear up at the one part with Iron Man, then you're not human.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that good.
I thought they did a really fine job with it. I thought that even the way it started with Hawkeye and
yeah.
His family.
Did you know that's the first time they've ever actually called him Hawkeye in a Marvel movie?
I didn't know they did. I didn't know they did call him that.
Yeah, there was one point.
I didn't even hear. I remember he called his daughter that.
Yeah, that's the only time they've used the word Hawkeye.
Oh, really?
In a Marvel movie. I found a bunch of weird facts about it today. That was one of them.
Yeah. So I thought it was really well done, beginning to end.
I honestly, as much as I talked about Game of Thrones and things I would have done differently from a writing perspective, I don't think I would have changed anything in this. And there's two criticisms I've heard of the movie.
Okay, let's just in case we've got someone new in. We're talking about Endgame,
and there are spoilers.
There's spoilers.
So come back at 5:15.
Yeah, go away for a minute.
Yeah, because I know people are jumping in the middle. All right, two criticisms I've heard. One was just an awful. I'm not giving the names of the writers who did it or their websites because I think they suck, and I don't want to give them any publicity. But one of them said, well, if you hadn't watched any other movies, you didn't know what was going on.
Well, yeah.
There was no character development. Dude, there was 21 movies of character development. This is not something you were supposed to parachute in for the last one just because you heard it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you hadn't seen, you had to have at least seen Infinity Wars. If you didn't see that, then what's the point? Because he's like, oh, what's Michael Douglas doing in there? It's like, Ant-Man. There were two movies. They're pretty damn good. That was one criticism. And then the whole thing with Captain America has been a topic. Okay, oh, excuse me. 506.54. Very well done.
Oh, I've got one more complaint, too, to add to yours.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
The girl power scene, super forced and kind of lame.
Pandering.
I mean,
it was pandering. It was fine.
All of a sudden, every girl in the movie is standing right next to each other and like...
Oh, yeah.
Like they... Well, their rings together like they're forming Voltron or something. Stop it.
Can we talk about that battle scene for a second?
But
the battle scene itself was pretty badass, especially when they all start coming back.
Yeah, you know what I liked about it? I could see it.
That helped.
That was my favorite thing about the whole battle, was I could see what was happening.
There were two things, though, that I really liked in that scene. One was that Captain Marvel couldn't beat Thanos, because... That was the whole thing. I mean, she comes off as this all-powerful, I-can-beat-anybody thing, and even said that early on, well, you didn't have me. No, you couldn't beat him.
We don't know that. She maybe could have.
He was beating her ass pretty good there at the end.
Yeah, but she gave him the business, too.
Well, I mean, it was a good fight, but I'm still Team Thanos on this.
Brings me back to another point. How was Thanos so easy to kill in the beginning?
Because he was wiped out from destroying the stones.
I mean, so he's that wiped out that, like...
And he was done. I mean, he had done everything he was supposed to do.
So he just let his head get chopped off? That seems like a...
I don't think he let it. I think Thor was pretty pissed. Having said that, loved Lebowski Thor.
I didn't.
I loved that. Oh, my God. I love that so much.
I liked it. And I didn't like New Hulk either.
That was an adjustment. Professor Hulk.
Which I don't like.
He's been a character that we've been waiting for a while.
I would have liked it if Hulk had showed up looking out of shape and then had used some sort of... Thunder God magic to get back to being the regular Thor. But it was like the whole movie. It was kind of, I don't know.
See, I liked it.
It got hokey after a while.
I liked it because, I mean, that basically was an homage to the Big Lebowski, and that's what he was. And I love that movie, and I love the character.
But they could have done that in like a small dose, and it would have been
fine.
You
just wanted him to be the powerful Thor again.
Yeah.
But part of the... But see,
like when superheroes look like superheroes.
Yeah, but part of the beauty of this thing was the character arc on all of these guys and how all of this changed them. And that, I think, is that's something that gets to my second point that I wanted to bitch about. Critics saying that the Captain America time travel thing made no sense. And that, I didn't get the ending. Well, then you really weren't paying attention to the movie, because they set that up throughout. Early on when they're, and you know, we talk about the rules of time travel and things like that, and how when you go into time travel, it's almost impossible to do it right, because it's hard to define rules.
Right.
And just because you sit around in a group and make fun of every time travel movie ever, that doesn't mean you've set up the right rules. But everything that happened there with Captain America made sense. And all these people saying, oh, well, he never would have sat idly by while all this stuff was happening. Well, I'll send you back to the line where he says, the past becomes the future. And when he goes back to that timeline, and then all this, what happened to her husband and kids? Well, he was her husband and their kids. And, you know, how is it that he could do that while the other Captain America was on this timeline? Well, we saw it with Nebula. There were two Nebulas there at the same time. He basically went and lived his life as somebody else, as his future.
Well, and
part of that was his character arc. He was broken by all this. Who wouldn't be?
They did it even simple. They simplified it even further, because right before... they went, I forget who it was, who said, how long is this going to take? And he said, for him, Professor Hulk said, for him, as long as he wants it to, as long as he wants to be there.
Right.
For us, about 5 seconds. So it was clear that Cap decided to let himself...
go and have a life.
Yeah, but it was confusing, because Cap, the whole thing about Captain America is he's not supposed to age.
Right.
So I don't know how that part is a little bit confusing, so I can see that being confusing. But if you take away that aspect of it, the aspect that Captain America is not supposed to change, it's understandable how time passed for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it at some point, you know, the fact that he was able to go and live this life, I thought it was a nice way to close out the character. I would have preferred him dead, because I just think Captain America is a crap character, and I've always said that.
But he was worthy.
But I thought that was cool, and I am so excited for Lebowski Thor being part of the Guardians, or even if he goes back to regular Thor.
Yeah.
Either way, I think that's really cool. And pour one out for Black Widow.
Yeah, the hottest chick in the Avengers. That was disappointing. I would have thought that her booty would have broken her fall, but it didn't.
I did like the Captain America ass jokes.
Which, by the way, we're talking Avengers Endgame. There's spoilers. Yeah. Tune out if you haven't heard. We'll be back at 5:15 or 5:20 or whatever, and we won't talk about it anymore. But
yeah, it's funny. I've got like 200 texts that are all excited about this, and then there's one, great, more TV talk. No, it's a movie, dickweed. Get it together.
Yeah, that we just said there's no other good TV on right now.
People keep saying, hey, do you think it was necessary to have a fat Thor? Was it necessary? No, but it was pretty cool. I liked it. I thought he was hilarious, especially when he's trying to explain about the Infinity Stone on Asgard, and he's basically just sounding like one of us when we're in Vegas trying to explain something to somebody. That was awesome. And then I thought the best scene of the movie was, and again, last spoiler here, so if you haven't seen it yet, you probably don't want this, but when Doctor Strange looks over at him and looks over at Tony Stark, and just raises his finger a little bit to let him know this is the one. And then you get the, I am inevitable. And then I am Iron Man. And he does it. And it's just like, oh, God, that was so good.
It was cool.
That was, and I liked a lot of the interaction between like him and his dad. I thought that was kind of cool that he'd go back and talk to his dad. A lot of family stuff. I just thought it was really well done. And I can't think of a better, more fitting end to this era of movies. And I spent a lot of time this weekend going back and watching some of the others, and there's so many throwbacks to those in this movie. But I loved it. I give it 5 stars out of 5, and really have no complaints. And those people who are out there trying to,
I don't know if I'll go 5 stars out of 5, but I thought it was really good.
I think it's,
I wasn't disappointed, I'll say that.
Yeah, I loved every minute of it. I didn't have any complaints, and I think the people who are complaining are just looking for attention. That's why I'm not telling you your names. I haven't asked, why does Falcon get the shield? Because he's going to be the next Captain America.
Yeah, but by the way, like in real comic books, Captain America was a black guy like at some point anyway.
Yeah.
It was no surprise to me. I was a little surprised that it was like I don't know. Who was the other guy that was there? Bucky.
Yeah.
Like, I thought maybe he'd pass it on to Bucky because they were boys, but he chose Falcon instead. Probably because Falcon's a bigger star than Bucky.
Yeah.
They figured they could build more movies around him. Well, disappointing that Rocket never got Bucky's arm. I thought for sure that was going to happen because he was like, I'm going to get that arm. And then he never got it.
But I that few seconds there where they're, Doctor Strange is bringing them all back. That was just badass. When you saw the golden circle, you're like, oh, yeah, it's on now. And I loved it. I thought it was emotional. I thought there was some, and we get to say goodbye to characters that we've been following since, what, 2001?
Yeah.
Whenever Iron Man came out.
Which, by the way, I had to pee during the movie.
You didn't?
I peed early. I peed in the first hour. Because I knew like it was building, and I was like, if I try to hold this, I'm gonna have to go in the crunch time.
Yeah.
So I missed a good 2 or 3 minutes.
But the last hour you couldn't have gone.
I couldn't have.
That there's, if you do that, you're missing something important. Rudy asked, what about Spider-Man going back to high school? Wasn't it 5 years later for the world? There's one thing, and I know I don't really need them.
That's the thing about high school girls.
I don't need them to tie all that up for me, but. Corey in his nerd report on Sports Map today was writing, what about the economics of all this? Like, you had all these people gone, so now the supply and demand's different, and suddenly they're all back. What about jobs? What about people who had credit card debt when they were gone 5 years ago? I mean, there's a lot from a societal perspective that you think about. Well, it's all great that we got the superheroes back, but what about the ordinary Joes?
Yeah.
I also thought that stretch early in the movie where Scott sees his name on the memorial, that had a real Leftovers feel to it to me.
Kind of did.
You know, and I thought that was well done. So, as I said, if you hated it, then we're not going to have a beer together because I loved it. And I thought it was fantastic. And I just can't say enough good things about it.
So, all right.
There you go. I think we covered it. All right. So, I guess Lawyer Dave's not on the phone, huh? You know why? Lawyer Dave's
watching Endgame.
No, Lawyer Dave's out there beating somebody's ass in court because that's what Lawyer Dave does. And he's probably taking care of a blitzer right now. And it doesn't matter what kind of accident you've been in, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. He's got you covered, man. And let's say you get bad drugs from your doctor or hospital negligence. Well, he practices everywhere in Texas. Check this out. Doesn't charge for consultation. So even if he doesn't do the kind of law that you need, he's going to put you with somebody who does. And consultation's free. Guess what? You need a doctor because of your accident and you can't afford one? He's going to put you with one. That's what they're going to do. And he doesn't get paid unless you win. So if he takes your case, you don't have to pay a dime till you win. That simple. Based here in Houston, he's fantastic. He's handling something for AJ. He's handled stuff for me. And he's the guy is an absolute monster in a courtroom. So if you wind up having to go to court, this is the guy you want. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, it is Local Music Tuesday. I recognize that one. And Aaron will be letting you know who all the bands are and what they're playing, right? We still getting new stuff?
A little bit.
Okay.
Getting now down to about one or two a week extra.
But we got a pretty good library, and we got some.
Yeah, but I could always use more.
Oh, yeah. Well, so keep them coming. And, you know, you always got to use 12 Years Driven because those are the guys who started it with me. So Lamont says, outside of sports, do you think anyone is ever truly spoiled? If you tell me the results of a sporting event, I will not watch. Spoil me with TV or movies, I'm still watching. We never hear people bitch about sports spoilers. Yeah, but sports spoilers, that's kind of on you to be in real time.
Yeah.
So nobody really bitches about it. I'll see people say, oh, I'm going to stay off Twitter until the Rockets game's over. Okay, fine. But, you know, if you do, then that's on you because it's happening. But I don't agree, though, because there are major plot points in that movie that, you know, people don't. You'd rather have it, see it when it happens. I mean, I was very careful not to read. Now, I'll be fair. Nothing really surprised me that happened. But I wasn't looking for all of that. You know,
right.
I went out of my way to not know what the plot was going to be. And last year's Game of Thrones leaked so much, I think it affected how I thought of the show. Because, you know, and I'm still pissed at the guy who sent me the thing that was basically everything in every episode. And I'm like,
you friends with that guy?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Girl, no.
That's why I never talk to women. My wife doesn't let me talk to women. And
thank you, Mr. Pence.
Yeah, it's worked out for me.
Yeah, so.
My wife told me, she warned me a long time ago, one of two things that can happen if you start talking to women alone. They'll either try to sleep with you or they're going to give you Game of Thrones spoilers. So I was like, okay, well, learn my lesson. Well,
let's see, there's one bad.
Now I know.
One bad, one good there. There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ. Yeah, I said guy. No, it was a girl that sent it to me. And said, what do you think? What do you think? And I go, I think you just ruined the entire season for me. I hope it's all just fan fiction.
But it wasn't?
No, and that's the problem because there's a lot of times I've seen spoilers that were just fan fiction. And that's fine. I'll look at it and go, yeah, this is just stupid. But that wound up being the exact plot, and about four episodes in, I'm realizing that's the case.
And you were salty about it.
And, yeah, I wasn't happy because... Yeah, you know, it sounded silly, and it wound up being silly. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is a Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Man, guess what's back, though, the humidity.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was sticky out there today, and I think our little run of good weather is probably over.
Probably so.
So. And speaking of weather, this is one of those things that I always hate. I actually had to look at the weather forecast for Louisville on Saturday. Looks like there's going to be a lot of rain. So I'm going to hold off on my final plays until I find that out. But they'll be up. No worries. We're gonna take care of you. If you want to lose some money on the Derby, I got you covered. I feel good about this year. I really do.
Do you have a different pick if it's sloppy?
I have one horse that I'm probably going to move down a line.
Okay.
If it's sloppy. Otherwise, I feel pretty good about the ones I have. I set it on the thing I wrote for Sports Map. I'm between Tacitus and Game Winner and figuring out how to play them first and second with a bunch of other horses. So that's kind of where I am on it. I like both those horses for different reasons. I know Tacitus will handle a wet track. I don't know if Game Winner will, but we'll find out.
So that means you probably like Tacitus more?
If it's sloppy, definitely.
Yeah.
I like them both pretty equally because there's really good angles on both horses. And that's what I like. It's like because there's horses that have finished ahead of them that aren't better than them. Well, not Tacitus' case, but in Game Winner's case, there's two horses that have finished ahead of him that aren't better than him. And there's a reason that, and so I'm going to get a better price on him than what I should. And Tacitus, I'm 10-1 morning line. If I get that,
yeah,
doing, yeah, I'm going to be excited. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jesus, there's like 50 texts that I didn't see while I was going through the other 150 that we had. So, yeah, almost everybody wanted to talk about this. I guess that's the new thing now, right, is, oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I'm cool.
Yeah,
I told you. That's like I don't being, care about Endgame, so I'm cool.
That's like being a vegan or not having a television. Like, that's the things that you say that, like, when I hear it, I'm like, why would you do that? But other people, they think it's like they can look down their nose at you.
Mm, yeah, so basically...
I haven't seen Game of Thrones because... I don't have a television. I read a lot of books.
I don't shave my armpits.
I read a lot of books, and I never eat meat.
And I belong to PETA.
Yeah. I do yoga, so.
I do need more Ant-Man in my life, though.
Yeah, I could use more, too. He's actually pretty good. All right, guys, I got to tell you about My Computer Career. Listen, if you are looking to get into that industry, who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused on getting people into the IT careers for over a decade. Training to start an IT career is all they do there. It's all they've ever done nationwide. And you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start a career, that's what they do. It's in classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, trying to get Jerome Solomon. He didn't join us last week. If he doesn't join
us
this week.
He's breaking up with us, isn't he?
Yeah, I think this is like the three-date thing. If he doesn't come this week and next week, I think we're done. Can I just say one thing?
He's having some breakup sex with us.
No kidding. I wonder sometimes if people were part of the snap and they just came back after 5 years, because I've got like three more comments on the text about basically like this. So is it safe to say that for remainder of Game of Thrones, there's no 24-hour spoiler rule? We have not had a 24-hour spoiler rule in 4 years. 4 years. We stopped doing that season, maybe longer than that.
I think so.
Because we stopped doing it in season 5 of Game of Thrones. We finally got to where, dude, we got to talk about this because everybody's talking about it now. And then there was a year between season 7. So it's been at least 4 years. So, sometimes things just stick and people think, oh, yeah, but no, it's been over 4 years since we did that. So, no, there's no more 24-hour rule. We just warn you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He must be busy.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's just too important for us now that he's a big TV star.
Big celebrity.
So, I'm not going to respond to a lot of the in-game stuff now because there are spoilers that you guys are tweeting out, and I'm not going to get to that. I don't think, because there's just, we need to let people know that we're going to be talking about that. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some calls. So why did I think the Rockets game was Wednesday night?
I don't know.
But it's the next one's not till Saturday.
Right. Right.
Okay, so I knew there was like a ridiculous gap.
Yeah, that's
somewhere.
The gap.
Interesting. By the way, you guys can check us out on, if you want to see us in person, on screen, go to ESPN975.com where it says watch us on Twitch.
What are you doing, dying over there?
No, I'm okay. I'm finally getting over these allergies.
You got the HIV?
No, I've got allergies, and I'm finally... This is the end game, as it were. I'm almost done with them, but it's so stupid because usually I'll take a bunch of medication and then I won't cough and mm-hmm. I'm fine. But then when it wears off, it's worse than ever. So usually what happens is I finally just decide, you know what, I'm just not going to take any medicine for a couple of days and let it run its course. And that's kind of what I'm doing. So I'm about 90% better today than I was yesterday. And hopefully by tomorrow I'll be fine. But yeah, you can watch us on Twitch. It is brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Or if you just have the Twitch app on your phone.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, so you can watch us, and you know, if that's what you're into. I mean, don't know how I feel about that, but a lot of people like watching us on there, apparently. A lot more when we have women in here.
That's more popular then, for sure.
You want to take Michael's phone call?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take Michael's phone call. Hello, Michael.
Sports, this is Mike. Hey, we're just curious. Do you think the NBA is going to have to change any more rules? James Harden seems like he just goes crazy with getting in and around all these different rules, and they have to redefine rules. I'll hang up and listen. Do you think the NBA is going to have to write any more rules?
I don't know. I mean, I wish the NBA what I really wish the NBA would do is just crack down on flopping. And make it where you can go back and review flops and like – people can, you know, like they can later turn a regular foul into a technical foul and things like that. Like after the league reviews it after the game, like maybe count that as a technical foul. And once you rack up a certain amount of them, you're suspended for a game.
Once again, sometimes you can look at other sports. The NHL has an embellishment penalty where if you go out there and flop, you get 2 minutes in the box. And
yeah, there's no real way to do that with the NBA.
No, but you can call a technical on them.
Yeah.
And I think you should.
The problem is, not only does, I mean, sometimes the flops actually work. And
right.
They end up calling a foul on the other guy.
And sometimes, let's be honest, and we talk about this all the time, it's real easy to sit here and watch it in slow motion and, you know, break down every single frame and say, oh yeah, clearly he flopped. When you're doing it live, you can't always tell.
You can't tell.
No. And I get that. But yeah, now if you're going to put a review process for that, which, okay, I don't have a problem with it, but, you know, it's like anything else. At what point do you have so many reviews that it becomes distracting?
Yeah.
Rhetorical question. That's not an actual question.
I mean, I think you could look at it as you review these things post-game and...
Fine them later.
Retroactively go back and punish them.
I always hate stuff like that because, you know, what if it changed the game? You know, and what if one play changed the game and you bet, or more importantly, changed your bet?
What happens if you rack up four of those? Four times you're called out for embellishment or flopping or whatever you want to refer to it as. you're suspended for a game.
I think you should have to walk naked through the city while people throw stuff at you.
I'd line up for that.
Someone yells shame the whole way.
I would line up for that.
That's what I think they should do. And
seems unlikely, but I would be there.
Yeah, I wish there was something you could do about it, but it's just, you know. I don't think you can fix it. I don't think there's an easy answer, but you know, at least there's, as long as they're cognizant of it and they know a guy does that. And that's what they do with hockey with a lot of these guys that they know are kind of dickweeds that are going to go after people's heads and stuff like that. They watch them. And then when you get a certain amount of penalties, it's like, I think one of the things that killed the Leafs was Nazem Kadri getting suspended for the entire series because he did a cheap shot that he deserved to be suspended for the entire series for. But that's a guy who does that stuff. So, so the NBA did admit there was a missed key foul late in that game. It wasn't on the three-pointer. But the two-minute report that they did, Curry should have been called for a loose ball foul on Gordon on the rebound.
Yep, should have been fouled out of the game.
And with 4 seconds left, that's one where if you're the Rockets, you get to overtime and no Steph Curry, you really have no excuse for not winning. 713-780-ESPN's your number.
Although no Steph Curry, I mean, hell, they win a lot of the game without him anyway. Yeah. Foul trouble. But no Steph Curry would have just meant more Kevin Durant, which Lord knows what that would have done.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't have been all good.
That was one of the few games where you'd prefer Steph Curry shooting over other people.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean other people over Steph Curry.
Right. I'm saying you'd rather Steph Curry pass up
shots.
Yeah,
if you're the Rockets, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So squeeze in Larry.
Lawrence, sports.
Hey, guys. I think it's unrealistic to expect the Rockets to shoot well enough from three-point range for an entire seven-game series. You can do well one or two games, but especially against a good team on the road, it's unrealistic to expect them to really hit a high percentage from threes. And D'Antoni, whenever they lose a series, he'll say, well, we didn't shoot well enough. And he has an offensive mindset. He doesn't say, well, we need to play better defense. I guarantee you watch, if they lose the series, he's going to say, well, we didn't shoot a high enough percentage. And for AJ, real quick, I can't imagine you hosting Price is Right because if a contestant really guesses a terrible amount on a prize, I can see AJ saying, you dummy. I mean, I could see the contestant maybe crying.
That's good. That would make for great television.
Yeah, it would, actually.
Now you're just helping me build my case.
I like Thank that. You. Yeah. So why on earth would you do that, sir? Shame. I don't think I could make the Ancient Aliens mad, so it doesn't really apply to me. 713-780-ESPN, your number is 713-780-3776. We'll have a gym of the day when we come back. I think it's time we go to break, since we didn't get Jerome. Okay, that's strike two on Jerome.
Damn.
You're going to give him one more. All right. So who is this?
This is Nick Greer in the G's.
Pretty good.
The artist formerly known as G-Unit.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz. ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, don't miss Nitro Circus as their world-famous You Got This tour comes to Sugar Land's Constellation Field Saturday, May 4th. From creator and sports legend Travis Pastrana, Nitro Circus makes its first ever trip to Sugar Land. Come and see the most extreme athletes in the freestyle motocross, BMX, skate, scooter, inline contraptions, and more on the biggest ramps in action sports. At 5:50, caller 5 to 713-780-3776 wins a family four-pack to see the show. Buy your tickets now at NitroCircus.com. That actually is something that I would enjoy, except for it's Derby Day. So I'm going to be horsing all day long.
You weren't going to go to Sugarland anyway.
I mean, it's not, you know what? It's not really that much farther.
It's not, but you weren't going to go.
Well, no, probably not. I'm going to spend my day. I'm going to sit at home and I'm going to drink and bet the Churchill Downs card all day.
Okay.
This is going to be my first Derby at home in a long time. And I'm just going to enjoy it. It's going to be me, the dogs, and some booze.
No wife?
No, she's in Chicago until like next Monday.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
It's not bad having a little break every now and then. And
she bring you back beer?
Yeah.
I need to send an order form with
you. Well, she's going to be up there again in a couple of weeks. You should do that because she's figured out how to bring beer back now. So she'll bring you some. She'll bring me a couple. So
yeah, I need to get something together.
Yeah, I mean, she's
like, where are you? Have to show me where she's staying.
I think I told you last time it's way out in that Hoffman Estates, but yeah. She usually gets to downtown on the weekends with her friends.
Oh yes.
So, I don't want to, before we get to the gym, I don't want to get into the whole story, but I saw somebody did the best burger in every state.
Okay.
And guess what happened to be the best one in Nevada?
Burger Bar?
Burger Bar.
Oh, nice.
So it just goes to show.
They do a damn good burger.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going out there for that senior tournament. I'm going to go out a couple days early and just hang out by the pool, go to Burger Bar, and be a bum for a couple days and just totally unplug.
Not a bad deal.
And then be ready to go and kick ass. So, 713-780-3776. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, I'd say the odds are pretty good you've had a rough life. As a fan, right?
If you're a what?
Cleveland Browns fan.
You've had a good life?
No, you've had a rough life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So pay attention. Keep up here.
Sorry.
I'm trying to set up the story. Especially over recent years. Things may be looking up. And I think this guy's story is sort of a metaphor for all Browns fans. Where every year something looks up and this might happen and it turns out no. So a male Browns fan named Hunter went to the NFL draft this weekend. And he met a young lady, also a Browns fan. And apparently she approached him and they chatted. But he says he could not obtain her number because his phone died. I'm going to go with she probably just walked off and didn't
get
her number. But, so he thought, okay, this is going to be a great love story. I'm going to tweet out the picture of us. And say, hey, does anyone know this? Met this girl in Nashville at the NFL draft. We had a great connection, but right after this pick, my phone died. Retweet to help me reconnect with her. At Browns, bring us back, please. Bring us together. And then, of course, the first tweet back is a picture of her in a wedding dress with a guy, and says, "Very cool. Was her husband a nice guy?"
Oops.
Exactly. Another one. I went to her wedding last year. This dude asked for a picture because she was wearing Browns gear after she just got out of the bathroom while she was trying to get back to her husband. So turns out that wasn't quite accurate. So now he's getting, now they're diving into him, right? And of course, now it gets personal because somebody says, now that the truth has come out that she's married and your story was fabricated for attention, can you please solve the real mystery? Why are you wearing a visor at the gym while curling 30 pounds? Please advise. Thanks.
That's not a great look. Yeah,
well, there's the look right there. So he basically made up the story. He hijacked this chick and got a picture taken because she was wearing Browns gear, tried to turn it into a love connection. And now all the pictures of him curling 30 pounds are coming out.
All over the interwebs.
Yeah.
As it should be.
So it's kind of like your typical Browns fan. Everything looked promising, and it turns out to be a disappointment. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Paddock Jeweler gym of the day.
Feel sorry for poor Browns guy. Oh, he does look pretty douchey, I have to say. So
yeah. I mean, if you take a picture of yourself lifting at the gym guy, you're...
Yeah. Sports gents, finally watched Thrones last night. I know I'm a day late, but the battle was entirely too long. My wife was a wreck just halfway through it, but it was a great ending.
Well, we knew the battle was going to be long.
That's from Low and longtime listener.
See, it's funny. I feel like maybe the ending could have been better, but...
I like the last 20 minutes.
Did you know the knife that was used is on display at Texas A&M?
Yeah. Well, there's a big George R. R. Martin thing there at the library.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's almost worth the trip up there for.
Yeah.
If you're that dorky.
I might do it after this series.
Because everybody wants to know who won for Texas. It's someplace in Dallas. I'll go find it.
Who cares? It's Dallas.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Honestly, I don't think I've even heard of the place.
Burger in Texas is at Casino El Camino in Austin, Texas on 6th Street. Super dump, and the staff is rude, and
I love places like that.
Yeah, but it's not even like it's a bar that has a window, and it feels like if the health code people ever went in there, they would be shut down forever. But they'd make a green chili burger that is hands down the best hamburger you can get in the state of Texas. You're welcome.
I have been there. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I don't know that I can tell you the very best. Because there's about five or six places that I think just have amazing burgers, including a few here in town.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I went to the Rodeo Goat in Dallas. That's the original. Not as good as the Rodeo Goat here.
Yeah, suck on that.
Yeah. But I'll find it here for you. Did you find it?
Yeah, it is Maple and Motor in Dallas.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Don't care. Wrong.
Also, it says it's one of America's best burgers for under $10. So,
what is
the Maple and Motor?
Oh,
I think that when we were up there, I'm pretty sure that's one of the places that the Culture Map people told me to check out. And I wish I could remember the name of the place I actually went, because it was on their list of best new restaurants and it was terrific. That was the night I went out by myself. It was next door to Rodeo Goat, but I don't remember the name of it. Somebody who spent time up there will be able to tell me that. 713-780-ESPN.
Dude, only 1 hour to go.
I know. No less than that for you.
Show's going by. They're going by too easy.
Yeah, 832 asks, would you guys play a local death metal band on Tuesdays?
Yeah, as long as there's no foul language
in
it.
As long as it's safe for work, it's not as, then we're happy to do it. Listen,
keep your potty mouth clean, death metal guy. We'll play your tunes. Yeah,
this is, doesn't matter what you play. Hell, if you've got like a string quartet and you're badass and you're local, we'll play that. We want to highlight your music, and then Aaron will let everybody know who it is and what the name of the song is. That way people can go Google.
And don't try to cover up the F word with your...
Don't do that. That doesn't
work. We'll know.
Yeah.
We have a metalhead here who can translate what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler knows.
And then we'll tell Tyler, and he's like... he's saying, like, kill your mom, man.
he just mother effed you in Norwegian. And it's like, oh, man, we can't play that.
I don't want to get into the best burger in Houston thing again, because we do this. That winds up going down a rabbit hole that I don't want to mess with.
Maybe in the summertime we'll do a bracket.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
We'll find a way for everyone to bring their burgers here, and we'll just judge that day.
I think that's a great idea. We'll have
sales
team, and you and me will be the judge.
Yeah.
And we'll let Aaron participate too, but we'll all vote.
Aaron gets a minority vote.
But you know what? I tell you what we'll do. We'll narrow it down to like four or five places, and we'll have them bring in their burgers, and we'll blind them.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So, and then for those of you asking how to send the music in, email it to aaron.raybould, RAYBOULD, @galmedia.com. I do think you should get Voldemort @galmedia.com because that's easier.
That's not easier.
A little bit.
We got to talk to the IT people about that.
IT person. It's like, let's talk to our human resources staff.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
All right, guys. Man. I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Listen, you've heard me telling you about they're giving away free energy for a year. How, you say? I'll tell you. First of all, Triangle Energy is bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. You can sign up for any power to win electricity plan. You'll receive two Dynamo game tickets, two t-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, like they did this weekend, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and that person's going to win a free year of electricity. You can enter a win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. That's POWER to 77177, TriangleEnergy.com, PUCT license number 10064. Stay free in a spaceship, headed to